Hey everybody, famously Parsha Shlach deals with the famous story of the Meraglim saying Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and we know that they will be punished severely. By the way, it's a midrash. Does anyone know how the Meraglim died? Anyone know the description, this graphic death?
This is my case, but...
Oh, the Torah does not say how they died. But what does the Gemara say or the midrash say? That their tongues were extended towards their belly buttons, you guys ever heard of, and there were worms traveling back and forth between their tongues and their innards. Wild, you know, that's like not a normal thing. Either way, yeah, a little bit of a grotesque death. But Rashi famously explains why our parsha is juxtaposed with the death of Miriam at the end of Vahalosra. So we know, again, Hashem tells Moshe, Shlach Lecha Anashim. We'll maybe go back to some drash at the end. But Rashi says, Lama Nismacha Parshas Meraglim, Parshas Miriam. Rambam famously writes that, no, Miriam did not say anything derogatory about Moshe. Rather, she just did not equate Moshe. She rather equated him with other Nevi'im. That was her sin, because Moshe was on an exalted level. And by her putting Moshe on a regular Navi's level, she, in essence, violated quote-unquote Lashon Hara. But that is certainly not what we really call Lashon Hara. But on some level, she violated Lashon Hara, at least colloquially. We associate Lashon Hara with Miriam, even though she was, let's say, far more innocent than that statement appears. So what's the idea that these men spoke Lashon Hara also? I.e., says Rashi, V'rishoyim halalu ra'u v'lo lakhu musar. That's famous words of Rashi. That these Rishoyim, namely the Meraglim, they just witnessed Bnei Yisrael delay their journey for an entire week because Miriam was quarantined as a Mitzora. And as opposed to learning the Musar Haskil of that Lashon Hara is such a evil sin, they went ahead and violated the same sin. So that is why these two episodes are juxtaposed. Now, if you look at the Midrash, that seemingly Rashi quoted in this Midrash, it says a little bit clearer that, namely, I underlined it, why does the Torah specifically discuss Shlach after Miriam? Hashem knew the future. Here's the key line of the evening. Lashon Hara Al Haaretz. These men would say Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. So you know what Hashem said? Hashem said like this. I don't want to give them the excuse of them being able to say, oh, well, we didn't know Lashon Hara was so bad. So what does Hashem therefore do? He makes this entire spectacle about Miriam to demonstrate the severity of the sin. So no longer is it going to be a justifiable excuse of saying, hey, we didn't know. It was, you know, no one told us how bad Lashon Hara was. Because now Hashem can say, what do you mean? Miriam was quarantined. The entire nation waited a week for her because of Lashon Hara. But what I want to deal with this evening is the following question. Is there an Isser of Lashon Hara on places, on things, on restaurants? Generally, we assume that Lashon Hara is about people. Here, we're seeing Lashon Hara is being violated when discussing a place. So let's say, hypothetically, someone were to say, Shomrei Torah is not so great. Is that a violation of Lashon Hara? Talk about a pizza store. Not so great. So what do we think? Is that Lashon Hara? Because here we're seeing Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, which is not a person. So what do we think? Question to the Zoom crowd and the live crowd. Adam, you got the floor.
No, but you just can't say a pizza shop. You talk about the owner, and you talk about the people who make the pizza.
Very good.
So it's not so simple. Same thing with Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us there, bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe bringing us to Eretz Yisrael.
Excellent. It says, Adam, Dr. Karp Shlita, that every time you speak about a object, a place, well, the listener will associate those words with individuals who are running those institutions. So you don't, it isn't. Feel like Lashon Hara, but let's say you say Shomrei Torah is not a great shul. In essence, you're speaking Lashon Hara about the Rebbeim or whatever. And you are speaking Lashon Hara, at least indirectly, about the people. Seems to be a very valid answer. No, all right. So there is a seeming proof here that Lashon Hara is about at least Eretz Yisrael. Now you could argue. I think that, you know, I didn't really go this way, and I saw that Elazar Melamed Shlita, the Penine Halacha, very very prolific author in Halacha, one of the biggest Marbitei Torah, not only in terms of his Svarim, but in terms of his Torah being accessible for free online. Elazar Melamed. I don't know all too much again about him, but seemingly like the Dati Charei Lumi Velt, again more in the Eretz Yisrael scene, but his Torah is wonderful and very accessible. He, in his Torah on Eretz Yisrael, speaks about this. And you could argue that what the Meraglim did was not really a violation of Lashon Hara. It was more about, because they were speaking about Israel, that's why it was so severe. But you can't learn the dinim of Lashon Hara. It's more about not speaking negatively about Israel. But at the same time, this evening we're going to focus on the halachas of Lashon Hara. I mean, even if hypothetically it was not about Israel, there is room seemingly in our parsha to argue that there is an isser to speak negatively about a place. All right, any other thoughts before we move on? Alvin, am I making sense so far? How am I doing over here? All right, good. All right, here we go. So let's see another explicit source. Tanya is Gemara Erechim. So, by the way, where do you want to find the Hilchos Lashon Hara? So, you know, obviously the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, known as the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is a work about Lashon Hara. But in Shas, Mesechus Erechim, Daf Tezvav, that's like the secret daf in Shas about it. So Tanya Amar Blazer Ben Pratia, Bo U'e, come and see Kama Godol Koch Shal Lashon Hara. Let's go see how severe Lashon Hara is. Minalan, from where do we see how bad Lashon Hara is? From the Meraglim. Here's a Kal v'chomer. Umah ha-motzi shemer al eitzim v'avanim kach. So the Meraglim only spoke negatively about sticks and stones, right? Literally, you know, literally eitzim v'avanim. So ha-motzi shemer al chaveiro, al achas, kama v'kama. All the more so how negative, how grave is the iser when violated discussing other humans. Yikes. Now, that's one pshat of the Gemara. The other pshat of the Gemara says, whoa, no. Maybe they were really, you know, it was so severe, not because they were speaking Lashon Hara about Israel, but rather they were really indirectly saying that Hashem is limited in fighting off armies, whatever, without going into all those details. You know what Reish Lakish says? Very simple. There's a pasuk in the Torah. What does the Torah testify in this week's parsha? Yamusu ha'anashim motzi'ei dibat ha'aretz ra'ah. Right? Maybe I'm at the last line of the Gemara in Erechin. Al dibat ha'aretz shohotzi'u. Namely, there's an explicit line in Shas which says that the Meraglim are guilty for saying Lashon Hara al dibat ha'aretz. So in the same way that the Midrash had this line of Lashon Hara al ha'aretz in the Midrash Tanchuma, so now we also see Chazal and Shas saying there is a concept of Lashon Hara al Ha'aretz. Now you could still limit this Isser to Eretz Yisrael. However, who does not do that? One of the maybe lesser known Rishonim, the Urayim, of Eliezer Mintz. So he has a Sefer HaMitzvot. And when discussing the mitzvah known as Lo Seilech Rachel, of not spreading gossip, i.e. not speaking Lashon Hara, guess what he says? He says, Sefer Yireim Simen Kuf Sadi Aleph, Va'afilu al iske chaveiro umamono asur lahotzi diba. There it is, black on white. You're not even allowed to speak about your friend's business or his money.
But not business of Hefker.
Not business of Hefker, meaning of random business.
Ownerless.
What is such a concept of ownerless business? What does that even mean? Like 7-Eleven has an owner, even though we don't know the owner. Is that what you're meaning?
Like,
you're saying if it's not associated with an individual.
Yeah.
Right, so very good. Well, so we'll have to see what the issue really is. But now, you know, until now, we're saying, okay, nice.
Land, yeah. That's not their field, okay?
Oh, so not so clear. Not so clear. Maybe. Right now.
Israel is always got, there's Kumish full of anthropomorphisms about Eric Israel.
So you're saying it's really talking about God? Is that what you mean?
Or you're talking about a person, because Eric Israel is compared to a person.
So we're still not out of the woods entirely, meaning this is the first source that's not about Eretz Yisrael. The Urayim, number one, is the first halachic source. The other sources were more midrashic, and the Urayim is saying there's a bona fide Isser to speak Lashon Hara, and included in the Isser of Lashon Hara is to speak about the business of another human. So that, again, is not a place. Again, the Urayim's text was a little bit inadequate, meaning seemingly we don't have the full text of the Urayim. He gives us an example, and the famous commentator on the Urayim, the Toafos Urayim, says, clearly we're missing some words from the original manuscripts. It doesn't make any sense. But he gives an example, and again, it's hard to read it. But let's say, hypothetically, you want to speak about a pizza store, and you want to compare the pizza stores. Let's say Tina, let's leave aside Fairlawn. Politics of recent year, two pizza stores in town. There was a Beis Din case. Let's just say everything was alpi din, thanks to Rabbi Shlomo Weissman, who oversaw that case. By the way, you know your son dealt with that case. You're aware about that, okay? So yeah, Shlomo Weissman is a big deal. Namely, let's say Teaneck. So it happens at high school already. It happens all the time. Boys like to analyze different pizza stores, and they like to point out which one they like better or which one they like worse. So let's say they like EJ's pizza better than Sam's. Or let's say they specifically say, we don't like Poppy's pizza. Is that us, sir? And let's think for a second, in the secular world, how often do we see food critics, articles and magazines and newspapers about that? Baruch Hashem, I don't think that's really a thing so much in the Jewish world. And Google, if you search up a restaurant, you will see a plethora of reviews. There will be a certain star rating. And the way of the world is that people, at least certainly in Western culture, feel very entitled to voice their opinion. That is not a Jewish value, by the way. Very much not a Jewish value. And I think it's a big Kiddush Hashem that when you open the Jewish link, you don't see such a concept. Unless I'm wrong, I don't read the Jewish link from cover to cover. I don't see stores being analyzed with like a microscope and a magnifying glass, right? Am I wrong about that, right? I don't think we have formal like food critics in the local modern Orthodox community. Right? Maybe, am I wrong? Alvin, am I wrong? Have you ever read a criticism of a restaurant? Or that's not like a thing, right? No, right? Like I like the new Krispy Kreme. So if you go to Google, there's a lot of discussion already on the internet.
Is
like
it Jewish home?
No, it's not Jewish.
Voice an opinion.
Right. So there's a lot of opinions. Okay, we hope that it was it good at least.
Vaccination wasn't worth the free donut.
All right. AV has, we'll say, off the record, some. My TAB students are very pleased with their work. I'll say it like that. The new Krispy Kreme in town. Yeah. All right, big hug. But you know what? So I think, we could talk about that at the end. I think because it's so normal, I don't know if that leads to Heterim, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does. Meaning, like, they want your feedback. That's how they improve. Whatever, that's a different story. But I was pointing out that I know Yeshiva World News, I think, had, like, an article about how it's usher to have, like, food critics and, like, wine critics or whatever.
It's the way of the land.
Oh, but if it's the way of the land,
wait a second. If a place, should I go to this pizza shop or not? And that's a lesson. Or it's not our topic, but
it is our topic. What do you mean? It is our topic.
Okay. So where should I go get pizza? You can't tell me.
Oh, so Adam's saying, what do you mean? There's some times where you need some information, right? Let's say someone's from out of town, and they're going to Teaneck, and they want to know, well, what places do you recommend? So what? I shouldn't make a recommendation because it would have negative implications for the other stores, right? Oh, so certainly we're going to have to learn the permissible method of communicating, right? To say, well, keep your mouth shut forever and don't speak, that is a much lower level than knowing how to navigate these more challenging conversations. You have to know how to speak, and you also have to know how to speak without violating
pizza. I think your taste is better in this pizza shop than that.
Oh, so Adam wants to suggest, like, grumma, like hinting, like a mere le'akum, I will see if Adam is right. We'll go through the details. There are our sorted lists. So here we go. Number one, the Chafetz Chaim, black on white, writes about this. In addition to all the other halachas of Lashon Hara, so in Lashon Hara, Klal Beis Yud Beis, you know what the Chafetz Chaim writes? He says, I need to tell you that there are many people who make fun of the rabbis in shul.
Really?
There are those that don't?
That's what he says. Just recently, I was just somewhere, and they were talking about it. I don't like the shul rabbi. And it wasn't from here. And they said that his drushes just don't do it for me. Like I don't get anything out of his drushes.
That's not lucky.
I didn't necessarily think it was Lashon at the time. And then I'm reading this like paragraph of Chafetz Chaim. Now, Abe, you tell me it was Lashon or not. V'lomer she'ed b'droshos of mamish. To say that a rabbi's drusha doesn't have content, v'she'ed malish shmo, and there's nothing really to listen to, that's Lashon Hara.
I'm not saying it doesn't do it for me.
Oh, is that okay?
It's not the same thing.
To say that there's no okay. To say that there's no content to a rabbi's drusha is apparently a violation of biblical law. All right. So this is not again. I'm not making this stuff up because I'm a rabbi. Number one, I don't give a drusha anymore. So clearly, this is not ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Also, it's another pitch for the 710 menu work trying to convince AB to come to because there's no drusha. Here we go.
Yeah,
I'll
get,
didn't.
Do the
listen, let's just say, maybe when we move downstairs to 7 a.m. Yeah, one day, 6:50. Yeah. You guys try to kill me. I'm not old enough to wake up this early. You guys wake up at 5 a.m.
I will be there, but
all right, we'll talk to you. All right, here we go. So, here it is. It's Lashon Hara. You know why it's Lashon Hara? Because guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen as a result of that? You make fun of the rabbi. What ends up happening to the rabbi? Matzah, you should go to Hezek lechaveiro b'mamono. Hello, you're gonna cause rumors about the shul, about the rabbi, and before you know it, you're speaking to the executive president, whatever board member. The rabbi is gonna get ousted, so that's not appropriate. And guess what? In the Chafetz Chaim's Rechilus, same sefer, Klal Tes Yud. Oh no, I'm sorry. Whoa, I skipped a paragraph. I knew I skipped something. The previous paragraph of Chafetz Chaim, where it says, Lashon Hara, Hey Zayin, baby. You see where I am? Hey Zayin? He says, Vada. To Kishem She'asa Lahotzi Diva Al Chaver, in the same way that you can't speak Lashon Hara about your friend, here it is. Kilalayim Chafetz Chaim, he codifies the Uraim. Kain Al Chafatzav Asa Lahotzi Diva. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about Peter Weissman's coat. You can't speak about his business. You can't say that Carol Weissman's real estate company or whatever is not up to snuff. Can't do that. Why? Because seemingly what's the shot? Just like the rabbi, meaning he's gonna lead to some bad stuff. And he says, you know what? Says the Chafetz Chaim, this happens all the time. He says, Vizem Masway Ma'ud Baba Nusino Rabin, Shachenvani Echan Moti Diba Al Nikse Chenvani Akir. One storekeeper says Lashon Hara about another storekeeper. Kahaba. It was once recently in a pizza store. And guess what? Someone who worked in that pizza store was saying, oh yeah, once I tried the pizza of the other place, and something is wrong with their pizza. That's it. Mom is this line of Chavis. Now that person was not Jewish at the time. Still not Jewish. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So he says, Bechol ki aigav. Now all of this stuff is us. You know why? Mipnei hakin ha. It's all jealous. It's all jealousy. Vizehu lashon hara gemura midoraisa. To say that guy's pizza store is not good as Lashon Hara midoraisa. Yikes. Okay, so we've established is that in addition to the quote-unquote midrashic, Rashi, Gemara, midrash associated with our Parsha, there's a real halacha that is really alluded to in our Parsha. Namely, it is forbidden to speak Lashon Hara about businesses, about things, because seemingly they could lead to real negative consequences. But now we have to navigate life. Because let's say Robert wants to know, or the Mandelstam, thinking about sending my kid to high school. What do you have to say? ABC, MTA, Heichal, Frisch, Nalem, I don't know. Some of those are all boys' schools. So assuming Robert has twins, one of them was a boy, one of them was a girl. By the way, it's a good trivia. Who in Fairlawn had an eighth grade boy and girl this past year? Good Fairlawn trivia. By the way, at the dinner this Sunday, I'm gonna do some Fairlawn trivia. Alvin, maybe I'll volunteer you to participate in my Fairlawn trivia. You know some Fairlawn trivia. What? Excellent. Peter Weissman nails that. How did you get that? Because I'm Peter Weissman. Peter Weissman nails it. Yes,
you know I have boy and girl grandchildren.
Ah, so in addition to the Harrises. Okay. The Weissmans also have twins, one boy, one girl. So yes, the Harris family. Ding, 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 ding. Another colleague of mine, by the way, Reezy, does all the TABC flyers. So actually, my first Fairlawn connection was actually Reezy Harris, believe it or not. But she was only a digital figure until I moved to Fairlawn. And I realized that there was like a human behind her email address. I actually worked with her all the time, believe it or not. And flyers, yeah. So Bruce Baruch and Reezy Harris, they have a boy and a girl. Yehuda Harris will be attending TBC in the fall. That's us simply another. All right, so now what's that? But let's say people, this happens all the time. They want to know where to send their kids to school. So am I allowed to answer the question? So let's try to look through the Chofetz Chaim's famous list of, you know, criteria to justify what's called Lashon Hara L'Toelus. L'Toelus is a euphemism, right? It's not a euphemism. L'Toelus means there's a constructive purpose. So all the time. In Shidduchim, NCSY, and Chinuch, let's say conversations behind closed doors when you need to speak about, you know, a girl. Let's say a guy wants to know about a girl and you want to say some negative things, but it's constructive. Or you say negative things about a school or about a student. End of the year meetings, faculty meetings. So let's try to figure out how to say negative things in a permissible way.
Okay, a question. Can you do it the opposite way? Let's say there's three or four schools to choose from and say, well, definitely this is the one I'd go with is number 1, 2, 3, and 4. So you're not saying anything negative about number 4, but by the fact that they're last says that they leave a little bit to be desired.
Huh. Very good. That's a sharp point. Yeah. So, wow. So is that negative, right? To say that, let's say TABC is second place. That's not necessarily negative. Wow. Wow. That's a very sharp point, Robert. Right, right, right. By the way, professionally, that's how me, I know I'm a head of recruitment at TABC, and I'm a Josh Kahn, does all the recruitment for MTA. We both start our conversations the same way. Both schools are great options. That's the way to do it, for real.
Just not the other way.
Both schools are terrible options. Oh, you can start the other way also. So I know Jeff Cohn, I remember he was very impressed with the professionalism of the recruitment process. And he said that both us and MTA only had good things to say about the other school. There was no, like, cheap shots. So that's a good point, Robert, by saying I recommend one over the other. You know, I just want to point out what's very important. Let's say you see someone about to get ripped off. Says the Chofetz Chaim, let's say you see someone who's about to go into a store. And you know that the nature of this person is that he's a little bit timid, maybe a little bit naive.
Be a target.
And he's going to be an easy target. And you know the nature of the person who runs the store is to take advantage of people like that, right? So it says the Chofetz Chaim, guess what? Sarich l'saperlo. Et inin achanus ahi. Ulazir shali achanus, but you have an obligation to warn your buddy not to get taken advantage of, even if that person had already made a prior arrangement to make a business deal in that store. So you want to walk into a certain clothing store and you know that person's about to get ripped off. So what? That's seemingly losam al adam reyecha, right? You can't stand by idly while your friend is drowning. That applies to other things as well, meaning money. Bad, yeah, you know, physical harm. Yeah, what did you want to say before?
Yeah, I wanted to say, look at the time, you just mentioned it. You have times that you have a heter to say a lashon hara, but just like this, there are times when you must say lashon hara.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So I'm happy that I caught that Makor on the sheet. I almost glossed over my own Makor there, where the Chofetz Chaim, like AB just said, says there are times where you're obligated to speak out. You don't want to see people taking advantage of. Okay, now here we go. Shidduchim, very good. There it is.
I had a case once, I won't tell you the details, where I knew the girl, my friend's daughter, and I knew the guy she was getting engaged to, and it was not a very good pedigree for the guy, not a good list of qualities. And I told her, I hate to tell you this, but I'm forced to tell you this.
Wow.
And she says to me, I'm going in with my eyes open. I did my job.
She knew.
I have two kids. But
I had to say what I had to say.
So that's very good. When you see something, say something. NYPD. All right, here we go. Let's learn the Chavetz Chaim's Rechilus Heterim when it's called Lashon HaRa to us. So, number one, there's a list over here. Im Echad Roa Shechaveru Rota Lishatit Be'ezer Davar Im Echad. So let's say I see Peter want to do a Shabbos meal with someone, right? But I know that if Peter goes to that meal, it's going to lead to bad stuff. Let's just say they make the guests drink a little bit. They speak Lashon Hara. They serve dairy. They make their guests sit in the living room for an hour before the meal starts. I say, Peter, don't eat by the carps. They will hold you hostage. Even on a summer Shabbos, you will lose your Shabbos nap. Right? So I have a chiv to save Peter. Right, we've spoken about this rant numerous times over here in Shomer Torah. Saving people from the pre-lunch living room hostage. All right, now, he says, Achtzarech lezeh chamesha pratim. So Chavetz Chaim says, okay, you're obligated to speak when you see your friend about to be, you know, walking into a negative situation. But here are the five factors. Here it is. Number one, Yizar me'od shelo yachli tekev as inyan medayatul inyan ra. Don't automatically assume it's the bad. You have to actually know that it's bad. So let's say AB in the Shidduch case, he didn't just, we'll say, make a quick, hasty decision. He actually knew.
No hearsay.
He knew the guy was, had some negative qualities, and there he only opened his mouth once he was absolutely positive about what he was talking about. Number one. Number two. Shelo yagdil b'sipuro as inyan l'rayo termi mashehu. Don't exaggerate. So if you know what's true, number one. Number two, don't exaggerate. Three, here's a hard one. Sheyechavein rak l'toelus. Your kavana needs to be, this is constructive. Dino l'saleik hanizkin nizeh. V'lo mitzad sinna ala sheyechavein. Often when we speak in a constructive manner, there is an element of enjoyment laced in there. This happens, unfortunately, all the time in the teacher's room, end of the year teacher's meeting, where we need to talk about certain individual students who had a bad year, who have ADHD, who need to be, recommended for therapy, medication. If you want to be back, invited back to TBC next year, you have to seek counseling, right? Sometimes those conversations will be very easy to laugh, to turn the conversation into a lightheaded conversation. Like, you know, it's not natural to keep those conversations so straight. By nature, people will like to laugh at how, we'll say, extreme some of those scenarios have been. Like if a student is so out to lunch, or if a student is so impulsive, the teachers, more often than not, will have to fight their nature and not imitate or laugh a little bit about it. And it's not so condescending. Everyone has the boy's or girl's best interest in mind. But I've been in this room many, many times, whether it's NCSY or TABC or as a camp counselor, where you're saying very, very intense facts, negative facts about people, trying to help them. And it's extremely important to maintain a certain like decorum in the room, not to make fun of the kid. Does that make sense? Yeah, am I making sense? Right? You don't want to make fun of the kid. All right. Here we go, number four. So what's number four? If you can bring about the constructive outcome without, you know, telling basically more people than you need to, I certainly the person you're speaking about. Meaning try to do this in a way where it won't lead to the person getting embarrassed. If you can, meaning if hypothetically you can kind of work behind the scenes as much as possible. So that's, by the way, what Rav Shechter holds. He says sometimes faculty meetings shouldn't be full faculty meetings. If you have to speak Lashon Hara about a kid, only those faculty members who really need to know should be in the room, not everyone. All right, here we go. Number five, and the final one is called, you can speak in a constructive, negative manner as long as it won't lead to a negative outcome. What does that mean? So what if I say something bad about a kid? Let's say hypothetically I say a kid does drugs and it's going to get him kicked out of school. So I should keep quiet. Gee, that makes you think. Now I guess I have to know how the principal's going to respond. Again, obviously, I've never been in that situation at TABC. I know I'm not speaking Maisim B'chol Yom, but I'm just giving you an extreme example. All right. Now, it happens to be, by the way, more often than not in our community, right? It's just, you know, on a chinuch level, we don't kick kids out for drugs. I mean, that was old school. Now, modern, we understand nowadays that when a kid has a drug problem, we try to work with them. We try to help them. We try to help them navigate the issue, not just, you know, kick them out. You know, it's far more important to keep those kids close. Generally speaking, you know, somewhat of an update in the last 20 years. I don't think that was the case when I was growing up. Drugs were grounds for dismissal. All right, here we go. Everyone okay? We smiling for a second? You know, we're having fun?
Adam, Peter? No one in my class did drugs in high school. They needed drugs.
Very good. Yeah, Robert, we're having fun. Alan, we're having fun. Ms. Martin, we did okay? We got a little bit too serious there.
I'm having fun.
All right, here we go. All right, now let's point out there is a sefer, the Shalos Teshuva Chut Shani. So he is a prolific author, Rav Nissen Korelitz, right? So he has, like all of the Mo'adim, he has two volumes in the Shalos Teshuva called Nosim Shonim, different topics. One of the different topics in the first chelik of those two Inyanim Shonim Svarim, one of them is about Lashon Hara. He says, okay, he brings up this whole concept that we've been discussing tonight, and he says it's true that you're not allowed to speak about people, places, or things, right? But he says that's only usher if it's going to lead to a negative outcome. There it is. So if I say something negative about Paris, France, about some place, but it won't actually lead to a negative outcome, that's not usher. He says, aval kibuvan. It's understood logically. Kishein shum gana v'hefzed l'adam, ein isser lahotzi shem ra'al chepetz. Meaning, the whole isser of Lashon Hara is to cause damage to people, according to this. So as long as my negative speech does not lead to anything negative to a human, mutter hetzer gamor. So now, that is maybe where Robert's point comes in. If I recommend, listen, maybe TABC is a better option, it doesn't necessarily lead to nezek to another person. Let's say every school, Baruch Hashem, ends up working at, you know, Hashem protects schools. You know, so if one, you know, if one kid goes here, another kid goes there, you know, whatever, and you have your donors and you have your, schools, you know, have their ways to make their money, right? So if one kid goes here or there, I wouldn't call that necessarily nezek. Let's say, so in Robert, in your case, if I say, you know, here's your ranking, you know, Frisch number one, TABC number two, and Mayanot number three, I don't know. Again, I'm giving a crazy hypothetical example that doesn't even make sense. But the idea, at least of Rav Nissen Korelitz, is that it's only us if it leads to negative outcome to people. Ah. So now he says, all right, so what's pshat with Meraglim? What was the negative outcome there? By speaking negative Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, it caused what? The people not to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's a huge negative outcome. He says, that's why it was usher. Not because it was inherently a violation of Lashon Hara, but because their negative speech led to a negative outcome of the people not getting to Israel. Wow. What an amazing idea. And he says a very practical example of catering companies. He says, it's very common, but tafshilin shel catering. She'ein lomer divrei bikoret ala tafshilin, the gorem beze hefzed. Ela imken yesh beze toeles. So Shlomo comes up to me and says, Rabbi, I'm making a bar mitzvah. Do you recommend this caterer or that caterer? So that's the toeles, right? Number one, again, let's think of our toeles criteria. I have to really know, I have to take my time. I shouldn't be quick to speak. I have to really think about it. Number two, I have to know it's fact. If it's just my opinion, I need to state it as such. Just say facts. Don't state negative, positive. Say, well, I didn't like the kugel. You might like the kugel. I thought their prices were overpriced. But don't say they're overpriced, meaning say facts and don't say it to get them. Say it because you genuinely want to help your friend. Right? Your kavana needs to be, I'm doing this to help my friend, not to chas v'shalom speak negatively. That's not the goal here. But that is how you navigate conversations. You want to go on vacation to this place or to this place. And they both are Jewish owned. And you're either giving the parnassah to this Jew or to that Jew. So you have to know how to navigate the conversation, but it has to be from a constructive perspective. And that's why we don't have food critics. But what should be apparently obvious, though, at this point of the shiur, is that to just randomly rip negative comments about something is just, you know, especially when it can lead to bad parnassah for no reason, that is antithetical to the Torah values. Now, technically speaking, until this point, we've been saying that it's only a strict violation of the letter of the law if it leads to negative financial consequences to a human. But who disagrees? The Alter Rebbe of Slobodka, the original Rav Nosson Svifinkel. I forgot to put the title on, but it's the second to last paragraph. So there are sichot, there are, speeches, Musar, from the Alter Rebbe, the original Rebbe of Slobodka. And you know what he says? Yeah, clearly there's some issue of Lashon Hara with the Meraglim. And even though they didn't speak Lashon Hara about anyone, but you know what we learn from here? Lashon Hara is usur. Why? Because you shouldn't speak negatively. Lamda lanu ha-Torah she'e adam medaber kidabayi. Only speak what you need. V'lo yotzi dover megunami piv klal. Why would anyone ever speak negatively? So as opposed to the entire pshat of Rav Nissen Karelitz, the Alter Rebbe is saying, no. The Isser Lashon Hara is not like a nezikin based. It's not only usher when it leads to a negative financial outcome. Saying negative things is inherently usher. Al pi midos. It's a bad midah. Now, you want to say that's halachically part of the Isser midah oraisa of Lashon Hara? Seemingly, that's not what the Chofetz Chaim meant. Seemingly, the real Litvish approach tonight is not like this. But we'll say, to end the Divrei Hashkafa, why would you ever speak negatively? Why would you? What have you gained? And in fact, that is a Midrash. Midrash Chazal, last Makor of the evening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Im hergalta lishon chaladaber b'achacha she'eno ben amascha. If you start speaking Lashon Hara about a non-Jew, guess what? Sof b'ben amascha, you're going to end up saying Lashon Hara about a Jew. I.e., even though one might think that there's no inherent isser to speak Lashon Hara about a non-Jew, but you know what is inherently usser? To start speaking negatively. Because once you start speaking negatively, it's a slippery slope, and you will not be able to stop yourself. He says, Shekol Misha Megas is Libo. Anyone who has a haughty heart to put themselves above others, you're going to be fall prey to the Yetzer Hara known as Lashon Hara. So essentially what we've learned this evening is that you may not speak Lashon Hara about another person's business because it could lead to really bad things. And anytime you're speaking about a catering company or anything along those lines, you have to be very careful. It is permissible to say these things when it's constructive and you do it very sensitively. And then on Hashkafic level, on a Derek Musser, we should train ourselves to only say wonderful, beautiful, positive things. Al pi Musser at a minimum, and maybe even al pi Halacha.